Organic compounds can be broadly classified into acyclic and cyclic. Acyclic means that is open chain structure, whereas cyclic means it is a closed chain, that is ring structure. So this acyclic, that is open chain, can further be classified into, that is, saturated hydrocarbon, unsaturated hydrocarbon. Saturated hydrocarbon, where you have got single bond only. Unsaturated hydrocarbons have double bond and triple bond. Double bonds are called generally alkenes. Single bonds are called alkanes, A-N-E. Triple bonds are called alkynes. So these alkane, alkene, alkyne, all of them are acyclic. That is, they are not cyclic. They are straight chain structures, straight chain compounds. But when we consider the cyclic one, that is closed chain, where we have, that is, actually it has got homocyclic and heterocyclic. So it has got major two divisions, homocyclic, heterocyclic. This homocyclic is also called a carbocyclic because this cyclic structure is based on carbon only. That is, all of them are of same element. So that is why it's called homocyclic. Heterocyclic, you just look at the structures given below that. You've got furan, pyrrole, TFN, pyridine. In all these cases, you've got carbon atoms. Along with that, you have some heteroatom, a different atom. Hetero means a different. So, in the case of furan, you have oxygen as the heteroatom. In the case of pyrrole, you have nitrogen, TFN, sulfur, pyridine, nitrogen. But in the case of homocyclic, all are made up of carbon only. And they can be further classified into alicyclic and aromatic. Alicyclic means aliphatic cyclic. It means they are not aromatic. Whereas aromatic compounds are, that is, it obey generally Hugel's rule. I will tell you what Hugel's rule is later. It is simply called a 4N plus 2 rule. It's very simple. That is, N represents the number of rings. When you declare a compound has only one ring, then you have to apply this rule, 4N plus 2. So 4 into n is equal to 1 means 4 into 1, 4 plus 2, 6. So there should be 6 pi electrons. So these pi electrons are generally involved in double bond. So for a bond, 2 electrons are required. So if there are 6 pi electrons, then divided by 2, that is 3 double bonds are present. So it is an indicator of how many bonds are present in that molecule. So benzene has got only one ring. So you can judge 4 into 1, 4 plus 2, 6 divided by 2, that is 3. So 3 double bonds are there. So it is aromatic, that is benzenoid, benzene. So the benzene-like structures can be called benzenoid compounds. In the case of naphthalene, you have two benzene rings fused. So we have to consider the N is equal to 2. Now, how many double bonds are there? 4N plus 2 rule. So 4 into 2, 8 plus 2, 10. So we expect 10 pi electrons divided by 2, that is 5 double bonds. So in naphthalene, you have got 5 double bonds. Are you able to see here? Naphthalene. You have got 3 plus 2, 5. So likewise, here. 4N, 4N plus 2 rule. I will discuss in detail once again. So this is known as Hückel's rule. So according to Hückel's rule, this benzene, naphthalene. So these compounds obey that. So they are called aromatic, that is benzenoid compounds. There are some compounds which are not looking like benzene. That is, they are not hexagons. It can be heptagon or septagon. That is seven-membered rings also, or eight-membered rings also. So in that case, they do not have benzene ring. That is six-membered ring. So in such cases, such type of compounds which exhibit aromatic behavior can be called non-benzenoid structures. Example, tropolone. You just draw the structures. It is a seven segment. Is it not seven-sided figure? That is heptagon. Hexagon means six. Here, heptagon with one double bond O, and you have got alternative double bond. But instead of a double bond, there is one double bond O here. Now here, in benzene, you have got three double bond alternatively positioned. Similarly, naphthalene also, the double bonds are alternatively positioned. So such type of alternate double bonds can also be called conjugative double bond. Please make a note of it. Conjugative double bond. So what are conjugative double bond? Alternative double bond. What is the speciality of this conjugative double bond? When there are conjugative double bond, that is alternate double bonds. That is one double bond, one single bond, one double bond, one single bond, like that. So if any compound has such type of conjugated double bonds, they are all very reactive because of pi electron transfer. So such type of pi electron delocalization, delocalization. Localize means keeping at one place. Delocalize, keep moving. So these double bonds, the pi clouds around the double bond, they keep moving. So that is why it forms like a ring ball structure. So this is called delocalization of pi orbital. So this is a very effective phenomenon to exhibit the resonance. If there is a resonance, there arises the better stability. So this is regarding benzenoid compounds. Now let me talk about the alicyclic compounds. So here, the smallest one can be minimum to form a ring. At least you should have three carbon atoms. So with the help of three carbon atoms, we are able to draw a triangle. So cyclopropane, right? Because it involves three carbon atoms, cyclopropane. If you are able to get five-membered ring, then it is called cyclopentane. Four-membered ring, cyclobutane. Six-membered ring, cyclohexane. If the cyclohexane has got any double bond, then it can be called a cyclohexene. If there are two double bonds, then you can call, if there are two double bonds, you can call it cyclohexadiene. Do you understand? So likewise, you can classify the compounds. Okay.